We all know of Kubera, the Lord of Wealth, an important deity of the Hindu religious pantheon. But do you know that he was born into the same family of Ravans? He was in fact the half-brother of Ravan and the eldest among Ravana and his two brothers, Vibhishana and Kumkaran. All of them share the same father. Our religious scriptures narrate the story of the birth of Kubera, and it goes like this. There was a son of Brahma called Pulastya. His wife's name was Ilabila. She was also known as Deva Varnini. For many years of their marriage, they did not have any children. Therefore, they performed austerities and were granted a boon from Brahma. Soon after getting the boon, they gave birth to a son named Vishravana. And it was this Vishravana who later became famous by the name of Kubera, the deity of wealth. It is said that goddess Parvati conferred him the name of Kubera. So when Kubera achieved eminence, he appointed three beautiful Rakshasa damsels, Pushpotkatha, Raka and Malini, to look after his father. Later on, Pushpotkatha was known as Kaikisi, and she was the one who gave birth to Ravan and Kumkaran also. And it was Malini who gave birth to Vibhishana. This Kubera, the eldest son of Ravana and his brothers, then went to Lord Varuna and performed a huge sacrifice for him. Varuna got very satisfied with him and made him the lord of oceans, rivers and streams, and even bestowed upon him immense wealth. Another story narrates that once Kubera performed penance for 10,000 years in the water with his head submerged. Why? To please Brahma. But Brahma wasn't pleased that easily. So then Kubera performed penance standing on 1 foot in the center of Panchangini to please Brahma. After seeing his dedication, Brahma finally appeared and asked him to choose any boon. Kubera demanded to be the Lokapala, meaning the protector of the people and the custodian of wealth. Brahma agreed and supplied him the treasures, namely Shankhanidhi, Padmanidhi and also the Pushpaka Vimana as his vehicle. Kubera, pleased with all his achievements, visited his father, who also blessed him. Kubera then requested his father to build a city for him where he could live and perform his duties. His father, though, instead of creating a new city for him, asked him to settle down in Lanka, the city which was built by the demon Maya on top of the mountain Trikuta. Kubera followed the orders of his father and took his abode in Lanka. But in later literature, you find that Alaka is said to be the abode of Kubera. And Lanka became the abode of Ravana. So let's listen to the story of how this happened. Ravana, like his elder brother Kubera, also performed penance to please Brahma. He was granted the boon of conquering earth and becoming more powerful than Kubera. Immediately after getting this boon, the first thing that Ravana did was to drive away his brother Kubera from Lanka. In fact, he also took the Pushpaka Vimana from Kubera by force. Kubera, along with the Yakshas and the Kinaras, went north and settled on the Mount Gandhamadana. However, all love was not lost between the brothers. After a few years, Kubera once received secret information that the Devas had decided to complain to Vishnu about the unbearable harassment by Ravan. Here, Kubera sent his messenger to Ravana, warning him to lead a more righteous life. Ravana got very engaged with his brother's advice and slayed the messenger into pieces and had him served as food to the Rakshasas. He didn't stop there and rather gathered his army and attacked Kubera. In this fight, Ravan plundered Kubera's palace and carried off a lot of wealth to Lanka. Later on, when battle broke out between Ram and Ravana, Kubera took Rama's side, which eventually culminated in the defeat and death of Ravana, as we all know. Kubera, on the other hand, did not return to Lanka after Ravana's death and continued to live in his previous abode.